KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's take a look at high school volleyball from last night. First, the Cam Cougars volleyball team saw their season come to an end with a 3-1 loss to Coon Rapids Bayard in a 1A Region 4 semifinal last night. The Crusaders took the match on their home floor 25-21, 25-18, 23-25, and 25-19. Cam fought hard early in the match but saw a lead disappear late in the first game as the Crusaders took control after it was tied up at 19. The Crusaders trailed briefly early in the second game, but had three rallies of 4 points or more to take that game. Cam showed grit fighting back and getting the final 2 points to win the third game to extend the match. The Crusaders trailed 7-4 in the fourth game before rallying for 9 straight points to take control at 13-7. Cam fought off 4 match points before the fifth attempt gave the Crusaders the win. Caitlin Winnett had 14 kills to lead the Crusaders. Kristen Malberg had 13, including the clincher. Cassidy Baker had 36 assists on the night to go along with a couple of aces from the service line. Cam sees their season end at 15-19 on the year. Also in high school volleyball tournament play last night, North Tama beat Montezuma 3-2 in the other Region 4 semifinal. In Region 2 in Class 1A, Essex beat Stanton and East Mills beat Boyer Valley. Those were both 3-game sweeps. In Class 2A play last night, in Region 2, Unity Christian beat Hinton 3-2, while Trainer advanced with a 3-game sweep over Missouri Valley. In Class 2A Region 3, St. Albert swept 3 from ACGC, and Woodward Granger swept 3 from Fort Dodge St. Edmund. In Class 2A Region 4, Sydney defeated Earlham 3-1. It was Clorinda over Des Moines Christian 3-2 in action last night. Well, the Audubon Wheelers play host to the Newell Fonda Mustangs in a first-round game in the 8-man football playoffs tonight. It's a showdown of top 5 rated teams in the opening round. It'll draw a lot of attention from around the state. Audubon has mostly breezed through their regular season schedule, allowing an average of just 8.8 points per game to their opponents. Along with the stellar defense, there's also been productive offense for the Wheelers. Quarterback Tyler Reboff has thrown for 806 yards and 14 touchdowns, while also rushing for over 1,000 yards and 24 touchdowns. Running back Nolan Smith has racked up 779 rushing yards and 21 scores, while also catching 12 passes for 264 yards and 3 more scores. Newell Fonda head coach Brian Wilkins says the balance that Audubon possesses on offense makes them tough to defend.
Makes it a tough challenge for us to defend because they're going to force us to defend the whole field, and they're going to force us to defend sideline to sideline. And, you know, we're going to have to get lined up properly, you know, as there are multiple formations. I'm looking for that advantage, you know, to get us outnumbered. We're going to have to be disciplined in reading our keys, and we're going to have to get off blocks, and we're going to have to tackle well.
Newell Fonda has done their offensive damage on the ground as Jesse Hack leads a talented backfield with 955 yards and 15 scores. Austin Gertis has piled up 794 yards and 10 scores, and he's averaging 10.9 yards per carry. Coach Wilkin talked about his team's emphasis on the ground game.
We want to run the football with multiple people, throw the football when we want to throw the football, not when we have to. Bryce Kopic was a tailback that has stepped in at quarterback here since week 2. For a sophomore, has continually gotten better each week, and we're starting to throw the football a little better. But once again, it's still, you know, we don't want to throw the football when we have to. We want to throw it when we want to.
Audubon co-head coach Sean Burke said his team has played great defense all season long, and they know that has to continue to have success in the postseason. Coach Burke thinks the Mustangs will provide a tough challenge up front.
Physical. You know, they're built on stopping the run and run the ball. They've got some nice size. You know, I think they go 200 or 205, and then two couple guys right around 220 up front. They pull some guys, but they just want to get downhill at you. They want to hit you in the mouth. They want to take blocks all the way to the ground if they can. They really pride themselves on being physical and really establishing that ground game. You know, they're not real comfortable throwing the ball, but they'll do it just as an element of surprise, just to, you know, mix in some play action. If they're going to win. And in their victories, you know, they've really been successful on the ground.
Coach Burks hopes that their offensive balance with Tyler Reboff at the helm can help them gain an advantage.
That's the nice thing about having Tyler Reboff as your quarterback. You know, he's our leading rusher and he's our leading passer. He makes really good decisions with the ball, when to pitch it, when to give it, when to throw it, where to cut when he's getting off blocks. And he's got tremendous athletes. He'll be the first one to tell you that. He's got guys that can go get it and can outrun guys, go make catches. And all that's accomplished because of the offensive line as well. They're comfortable pass blocking or run blocking. They can pull, they can pass block, they can do whatever's asked of them. So, yeah, we've got a multiple offense. We've got multiple guys that can play multiple positions. So, yeah, if they're trying to take something away, if they're really overloading on something, we got to be able to make them hurt somewhere else.
Well, the Wheelers have bowed out of the playoffs in the first round the past three seasons, so they certainly want to change that script this season. The Mustangs were also knocked out of the playoffs in the first round last year with a loss to Arweva, so both teams are hungry for a playoff win. We'll have live coverage of the Wheelers and the Mustangs tonight here on KJAN. Chris Parks and Mike Smith will have all the action for you. They'll have the call from Audubon. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. You can find that game on AM 1220, FM 101.1, online at KJAN.com and on the KJAN mobile app. You can also catch our final Pick'em show of the season. Who's Going to Win gets our evening started at 6 o'clock tonight for high school football. That's Audubon hosting Newell Fonda live tonight in 8-man football here on KJAN. Other 8-man matchups tonight, Boyer Valley is at Remsen St. Mary's. Fremont Mills will play at Stanton in a rematch, and Lennox plays at Sydney. In Class A action tonight, St. Albert at home against Westwood, while Southwest Valley will play host to Galen Catholic this evening. Also in Class 1A play, it'll be AHSTW at home against Western Christian. Van Meter hosting Belmond Clemmy. IKM Manning travels to West Lyon. In 2A, Kemper Catholic is on the road at Boyden Hall Rock Valley tonight. In 3A, Glenwood plays at Sergeant Bluff Luton, while Harlan will be at home hosting Bishop Heelan Catholic. And in Class 4A, it's Lewis Central on the road at West Des Moines Valley tonight. All those games have a 7 o'clock kickoff. All those winners advance into the quarterfinal round of the state football playoffs. Well, the Big 12 Conference announced its 2018 football schedule Tuesday. The conference shared that several conference games could still have dates changed pending network television decisions. The Cyclones, Iowa State, will have 7 home games in 2018. 4 of their last 6 games will be at Jack Trice Stadium. Iowa State opens the season playing host to South Dakota on September 1st. The Cyclones will travel to Iowa in the annual Iowa Corn Cyhawk Series game on September 8th. Iowa State begins Big 12 action hosting Oklahoma on September 15th before finishing out their non-conference slate against Akron and Jack Trice Stadium on September 22nd. Iowa State will play 7 consecutive weekends before their bye week on October 20th. They'll finish up their season at home against Kansas State on November 24th. Well, Keller Chris threw a 3-yard touchdown pass to J.J. Arcega-Whiteside with 20 seconds left, and number 20 Stanford survived Bryce Love's absence for a 15-14 come-from-behind victory over Oregon State in top 25 football last night. In the NFL, Joe Flacco threw a touchdown pass before he was knocked from the game with a concussion, and the Baltimore Ravens frustrated quarterback Matt Moore and the Miami Dolphins in a 40-0 victory last night. Alex Collins ran for a career-high 113 yards, and Baltimore returned 2 interceptions for touchdowns in the most lopsided shutout in franchise history. Well, former Washington Nationals pitching coach Mike Maddox has been hired by the St. Louis Cardinals. Maddox replaces Derek Lilliquist on manager Mike Matheny's staff. He joins the Cardinals after spending the last 2 seasons in Washington, where he coached 2016 Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer. His departure comes after the Nationals announced last week that manager Dusty Baker wouldn't return next season. Maddox previously worked as a pitching coach with the Texas Rangers. In addition to his arrival, the Cardinals on Thursday announced that AAA pitching coach Brian Eversgird has been promoted to bullpen coach. The Cardinals finished 3rd in the National League Central this season. They missed the playoffs for the 2nd straight year, the first time the franchise missed the postseason in back-to-back years since 2007 and 2008. Also around the baseball leagues, the right-hander Chase Anderson and the Milwaukee Brewers have agreed to an $11.75 million 2-year contract, a deal that includes a pair of club options and could be worth a total of $31.85 million over 4 seasons. General manager David Stern said Thursday that the 29-year-old right-hander showed last season that he has the capability to lead the rotation. Anderson went 12-4 with a 2.74 ERA and 25 starts this year and set career highs for wins and strikeouts. In other Major League Baseball news, Joe Girardi is out as the New York Yankees manager after 10 seasons. The team made the announcement Thursday. A person familiar with the decision says Yankees general manager Brian Cashman recommended that Girardi not return. Girardi succeeded Joe Torre after the 2007 season and led the team to a World Series title in 2009, but has fallen short each year since. The Chicago Cubs have parted ways with pitching coach Chris Bosio as part of a major shakeup to Joe Maddon's staff. The Cubs also hired Chili Davis as their hitting coach, replacing John Maley. Brian Butterfield will be the new third base coach for Chicago, replacing Gary Jones. Some teams also named new pitching coaches. The Minnesota Twins have named Garvin Alston, who was Oakland's bullpen coach last season, while the Indians have hired Carl Willis, who spent the past two seasons with the Red Sox. And Houston Astros manager A.J. Hinch says there was no altercation at a hotel in California this week at the World Series after a TMZ Sports report that he argued with bar patrons. Pasadena police say they responded to a report of a verbal spat between members of Astros management and hotel patrons after Houston lost Game 1 to the Los Angeles Dodgers on Tuesday night. There were no arrests and no summons issued. Hinch wasn't identified by name. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.